Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi guys, hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Weeks ago, one homeless man who was below an embankment of the Cumberland River said that he heard Riley Strain stumble into a fence or brush just before the James Robertson Parkway Bridge. This same homeless guy stated there was another man closer to Riley up near the street. So the man near Riley yelled down to the homeless guy that Riley was okay and that he was just drunk. Since then, the Strain family has been on speakerphone while a friend of theirs spoke to the man who was up on the street with Riley. The man told Riley's parents that he saw Riley continue walking underneath the James Robertson Parkway Bridge, passing the Birch Building. The man said Riley walked all the way down the sidewalk to the corner and as far as he, the man, could see. This now poses the question, did Riley fall in the river from underneath the bridge if he potentially walked beyond it? Video thus far released doesn't appear to show Riley walking past the Birch Building. Now, Riley's bank card, remember, was found in the area underneath the James Robertson Bridge. The Strain family continued to look for more surveillance video from surrounding buildings. The family says that until they have the exact info, they're going to continue to think maybe he went outside the bridge and maybe he got into a car. The family is saying that they don't know if Riley fell in the river all by himself. Remember, Riley was found without his jeans and without his boots. The family says he always wore a belt. Pants held up by a belt would be all the more difficult for a river current to drag off. No matter how strong, it's maybe even impossible to drag off pants held on by a belt. I suppose it depends on how tight the belt is and how thin the person is. By the way, the homeless man on the embankment is now saying he could have been mistaken and that the person who fell into the brush or the fence might not have been Riley Strain. So apparently he did not lay eyes on him. The Strain family continues to wait for the release of the official autopsy as well as the toxicology report. So the mystery remains. Did he or didn't he fall into the river of his own accord? Or did something bad happen to him? And is that how he ended up 8 miles downriver, face down in the Cumberland River, without his pants and without his boots, without his wallet, and without his phone? He was wearing the white and black shirt. He was wearing boxer shorts, and he was wearing his Apple Watch. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories.